We would like to speak to you about how to handle mistakes in a spiritual way. Now, mistakes are happening in everyone's life and will continue to. So let us dispense of trying for perfectionism right away. That simply is not going to happen in life. However, how we react to our mistakes, that is a very important thing for us to take charge of. The confusion often has been for people, good people, that if you make a mistake and allow yourself to say a mistake, my apologies, and keep moving, that kind of behavior is considered to be non-caring or even irresponsible. And that is not true at all. That particular way of being with the mistake is actually a sign of the fact that there is more light in you. Now, what is it we do with a mistake that we would like to stop doing? We would like to begin with mistakes in the past. We would like you to notice that no matter how much energy you give, how much thought you give to mistakes in the past, your life is not improving. And therefore, an act of love is to spend little to no time on the mistakes of the past. There are those who cling to mistakes of the past because they believe there's something to be learned. What we would like to say to you is that what you need to learn usually comes to you quite quickly. If you have made a mistake in the past, you do not need years of thinking about it to figure out what it is that you need to learn from that mistake. You learn fairly quickly, and as soon as you have learned, that is your spiritual signal to put it down and move into the present. Move into the present. Now, what we have a hard time with, again, is perfectionism, the great pressure we put on ourselves to know everything when no one knows everything. And the third one that we want to alert you to, and that is if someone is unhappy with us about our mistake in the past, it is our duty to hang on to that mistake until that other person is clear. That is a bit like a spiritual death sentence. This is the place where we have to say, I know who I am. I know what I intended. If it was a mistake, I will correct whatever I need to correct, but I am moving on. We would also like you to, when at all possible, not spend a great deal of time with people who pull you into your past and insist on reminding you what you did wrong in your past. Now, from a benevolent point of view, we know that the only people who do that to you are doing that to themselves. But that does not mean that you should join them in that unhappiness. And we also want to give you the permission to say, we need to talk about something else because it is not good for me to stay so long in the past. You have permission to say that and then to move out of it. So that is one thing to know about mistakes in the past. Now, mistakes in the present happen. They happen all of the time, but the temptation of the mistake in the present is that there are 50 things that you can do to correct that mistake and make it as though it never happened. You cannot do that. Acknowledgement of the mistake and then putting the mistake down and moving forward without waiting on all on others to understand it or others to appreciate your point of view. That is a very common one for all of us. We are going to stay on this mistake until you understand why I made that mistake. And that is another thing that we need to give up as quickly as we can. That one is challenging because we all want to be understood. We all do. But when you cling to something that was negative in order to try to get someone to see your point of view, you are wasting your energy. Which brings us back to the point that you were talking about earlier. And that is, since everyone has an individual path, there are some paths that are simply unable to understand yours. And truly, there are other paths that you are not going to be able to understand. And that is nothing to be self-critical about. It is not even anything to worry about, but it is something to simply recognize. You live in a culture, as we all know, of extremes, and this can be very confusing. Let us say that you knew someone who was at the gym 4 hours a day, every day of the week. That is a path. And it is fine if that is the path that person is going to take. But if that is not the path that you are taking, you want to remove yourself from the critical position and leave that individual alone to learn whatever lesson they need to learn. You see, that is how you make peace, by understanding your own path and not understanding, but accepting someone else's path. And why is that? Because whatever path you are on, you are learning the lessons that were designed specifically for you. And you also want to avoid people telling you the specific things that you should be doing about your path, because that means that energy should be turned inward for them. They should be talking to themselves about the things they need to do on their path. So this is what we are looking at. Now, we are bringing this up, not intending to start your year in a negative, but intending to start your year in more freedom and less burden. So when you come to whatever your next mistake may be, as we all will, if you remember these principles and do not allow yourself to be trapped in a situation that is not yours to control, is not yours even to enlighten, then you will find that there is energy for your own path and ways to move more easily on your path, and you will find more peace inside of yourself. We want to add this one thing. When you look at a path, you feel however you feel about it, and that's fine. You can approve or disapprove or whatever you want to do, but do not transfer whatever that feeling is onto the person on that path, because then they are going to be burdened. And we all move well on our paths when we are free. It is freedom that allows us to expand and to grow. And that is what we want to do in this year. We want to be more powerful. We want to be happier. We want to be more able to take in joy more in this year than in the last year. And in the doing of that, God smiles. And we want to remember that too. Our spiritual parents are happy for our happiness, just as you are happy for the happiness of your child or your friends or those you love. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together. It is good to see you all in the energy of this very new year that holds many promising things for you. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, love goes, and healing goes. And feel that an energy cocoon surrounds you. And it is light and fluid, but protected. And feel the cocoon fill with healing, so that it is what you are breathing in, and fear is what you are exhaling. And the fear leaves the cocoon, but the healing stays. Now feel that the energy in the cocoon becomes the love of the universe, rose and silver and light, and breathe in the love, and exhale the fear, which moves out of the cocoon, but the love stays. Now feel a cleansing energy from the heart of the earth come up and into your root. And let this cleansing energy wash away any fear you might have of claiming the creation of your own life. And feel the blockages leaving your body and the fear leaving your mind. Cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away the old shame, the old judgment, and the fear that connects them to you. Feel all of that washed away. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let it begin to displace any hard feelings that you might have been holding on to. Feelings that do not let you walk freely on your path. Let all of that leave your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy displace your pain and your doubt. And your wounding. Feel all of that leaving your heart center. and feel your heart center like new, warm and strong, supported, ready to grow. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy begin to wash away the communication that neither honors nor protects you. So that when you hear those words, see this cleansing energy in your throat and let it remove those thoughts. Words you say to yourself. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye. And let the cleansing energy wash your third eye. Wash away anything that might have skewed your vision or taken your intuitive abilities into a place of doubt. Feel the cleansing energy wash all of that away. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown and make you able to receive all that the universe wishes you to have for your joy, for your learning, for your love. And with the open crown, allow the universe to send its golden light into your body, through your thoughts, through the third eye, through your throat, down your back, to free any burden you might be carrying. Into your heart, so that you know that you are safe and held and loved. Down through your solar plexus, making a new place, a place for feeling joy and calm and peace. Into your second center, to feel that your power is the power to cleanse any and everything that comes through your life without penalty, without pain. Feel the golden light flow into your root so that the energy of the life you wish to create joins with the creative energy of the universe. And let that golden light spread through your trunk, move down your arms and your hands, down to your legs and your feet, and feel how completely cared for you are. Feel the love of the mother all around you. Move your attention into your heart center. And see that there is a round silver table there. And on that table, resting the mind, allow yourself to know the gift. Breathe and allow. begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body,